Chapter 5. Where is Mickey? Scott and Marissa ran to the gate and entered the area of the caravans. They moved around looking for the monkey. There was a cage next to a white caravan. Norm was standing there talking to Mickey. He had a stick in one hand and a small black bag in his other hand.
You were pathetic in the show!
Norm shouted angrily. He waved the stick at Mickey aggressively.
And you made me look bad too!
Was Norm going to hurt Mickey? Scott got his phone and took a photo of Norm waving his stick. At that moment, Tom the Clown appeared.
Hey, Norm!
He cried.
Coming to dinner?
Norm quickly put the stick down and the small black bag in his pocket.
I'm going to give Mickey his food first,
he said, smiling. The clown left and Norm looked at Mickey again.
You didn't perform well and you made me look stupid. No dinner for you tonight.
Norm opened the cage door and took a muzzle from his pocket and put it on the monkey's face. Then he took a key from his belt and locked the cage. He went to his caravan and opened the door. It creaked noisily as he went inside.
Let's go, Scott,
cried Marissa.
We must talk to Norm and tell him we know he's treating Mickey horribly. We've got the photo to prove it. We can call the police.
She began walking to the caravan door.
Marissa, wait,
Scott said quickly.
I want to help Mickey too. But it's too dangerous to confront Norm. We don't have permission to be here, remember? And we're just kids. He won't listen to us.
Just then, they heard the creak of Norm's caravan door and the trainer appeared in normal clothes. He locked the door and put the key under a plant pot. Then he went over to Mickey's cage. The monkey gave a scared cry.
Come to dinner with me, Norm,
called an acrobat as she walked by. The cousins recognized her. She was Jennifer, one of the acrobats from the show. She took Norm's arm and the trainer turned from the monkey's cage and went with her.
Phew, that was lucky,
Scott said.
So, now what?
Asked Marissa.
Norm's circus uniform is in his caravan. The key to Mickey's cage is on his belt. I saw it there. We need to get it, and now's our opportunity.
Marissa smiled at Scott.
Good thinking, cousin,
she said. Scott and Marissa hurried to Norm's caravan. Scott got the key from under the plant pot. They opened the door and went inside.